A reading from the Gospel according to John. When they heard these words, some in the crowd said, "This is really the prophet." Others said, "This is the Messiah." But some asked, "Surely the Messiah does not come from Galilee, does he? Has not the scripture said that the Messiah is descended from David and comes from Bethlehem, the village where David lived?" So there was a division in the crowd because of him. Some of them wanted to arrest him, but no one laid hands on him. Then the temple police went back to the chief priests and Pharisees, who asked them, "Why did you not arrest him?" The police answered, "Never has anyone spoken like this." Then the Pharisees replied, "Surely you have not been deceived too, have you? Has any one of the authorities or of the Pharisees believed in him? But this crowd which does not know the law, they are accursed." Nicodemus, who had gone to Jesus before, and who was one of them, asked, "Our law does not judge people without first giving them a hearing to find out what they are doing, does it?" They replied, "Surely you are not also from Galilee, are you? Search, and you will see that no prophet is to arise from Galilee." Then each of them went home. This is the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. The words of Jesus that provoke this debate are these: "If anyone thirsts, let them come to me and drink. Those who believe in me, as the scripture has said, out of their hearts shall flow rivers of living water." He spoke these words in the context of the Festival of Tabernacles, or Booths, commonly known as Sukkot, one of the most colorful events in the life of the Jews. In this festival, water has a central symbolic role. A pitcher of water from the sacred pool of Siloam is lifted up and poured out in thanksgiving for God's blessed gift of water, and as a prayer for rain, and in memory of the water that sprang from the rock in the wilderness and quenched the thirst of the wandering Jews. Against this background, Jesus raises his voice boldly and cries out that he himself is the source of living water, the new law which renews and saves. The skepticism, perhaps the jealousy, of the chief priests and Pharisees is immediately evident. In effect, what they say in our contemporary language is, "Who let him in?" Jesus is clearly a threat to the established order over which they wanted control. He is rocking the boat dangerously, and there's talk of getting rid of him as soon as possible. In desperation, the officials challenge the origins of Jesus. He couldn't possibly be a real prophet because he obviously came from Galilee, and no prophet comes from that God-forsaken place. Then where did he get this authority, this audacity? Could they dare to let go of their preconceived notions and let their minds and hearts be open to a new truth? Being open to a new truth. Isn't this the essence of conversion? Isn't this what our Lenten journey is all about? Who is it in our lives, in our world today, who speaks a new truth or a new version of an old truth? Do we reject them because of their background, maybe their accent or education, or lack of it? Prophets are all around us, even within us. We are all sources of living water, drawn from the well of the Holy Spirit given to us in baptism and confirmation. All of us are called to drink from the wisdom and truth of one another because we are all part of the body of the risen Christ. We are real food and drink for one another. Being a prophet takes courage, and hearing prophets takes courage too, as symbolized in this springtime poem by Kim Crawford Harvey. It's called Being Crocus-Minded. It takes courage to be crocus-minded. I'd rather wait until June, like wild roses when the hazards of winter are safely behind and I'm expected and everything's ready for roses. But crocuses? Highly irregular, knifing up through hard frozen ground and snow, sticking their necks out because they believe in spring and have something personal and emphatic to say about it. I'm not by nature crocus-minded, even when I've studied the situation and know there are wrongs that need righting, affirmations that need stating, and know that my speaking out may offend, for it rocks the boat. Well, I'd rather wait until June. Maybe later things will work themselves out, and we won't have to make an issue out of it. Forgive me, wrongs won't work themselves out. Injustices and inequities and hurt don't just dissolve. Somebody has to stick their neck out. Somebody who cares enough to think through and work through hard ground because they believe and they have something personal and emphatic to say about it. Me, crocus-minded? Could it be that there are things that need to be said and I need to say them? I pray for courage. Amen.